Happy Sabbath, everybody. What a lovely summer day this is. It's a great day today. Well, you know, we really got a great fellowship hall out there. We got all kinds of good food. We have a lot of good conversation out there. And, you know, our fellowship hall has reestablished enjoying food with relationships, and we discuss with each other all types of things, and we have good relationships. But what do we talk about? How do we start a conversation? Sometimes we need an icebreaker. What is an icebreaker? An icebreaker is a way of starting a conversation when you're stuck with nothing to say. It's a conversation starter. It can also be used to steer a conversation. So an easy icebreaker for us is to use one that is based on something we have in common. For me, that first thing I think of that we have in common is our Bible. I kind of think of our church here as a Bible book club in a sort of way. This is what we read, and this is what we discuss when we're together. Perhaps I've caught you before with my icebreaker, and that is, what have you been studying this week? Responses can be a blank stare. To me, that means, I understand that as, what are you asking me? Please clarify. My reply is, what have you been studying in your Bible this week? And I purposely ask the question that way to get the different responses, types of responses. I may get a reply, I did not study this week. Okay, well, this is a great opportunity to tell them what you studied this week and what excites you about what you studied this week. Another person may say, I read articles in Beyond Today magazine or some other booklet. And this is an opportunity to say, so what did you learn? You know, what did you get out of that? Or you can also reply, well, I read an article on, like me this morning, Council of Nicaea out of the Beyond Today magazine. And again, it gets the conversation rolling in a topic that we should all have something in common about. Okay, I don't have things in common with how you do your work or your other problems in life, but let's talk about something that edifies us together. I mean, it says you're supposed to be washed by the water of the word, and it just takes away the cares of the world. So many times I will get a summary of what they did read in the Bible and what they're thinking about. And at this point, they get a chance to share. You know, it's interesting. This is a New International Version in 1 Peter 3:15. It says, but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord, always preparing to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. So again, what have you been studying this week? Now let's go look at the book of Ephesians chapter 4. And let's see some attributes that bring us together. So I'm going to get over to, you know, the rule is we're supposed to keep our scripture short in a sermonette, and that's what I'm trying to do here. And as I've been instructed, you're supposed to juice out as much as you can get from that one or two or three scriptures you use. So we're going to do some juicing on this, if I can find Ephesians. There it is. Ephesians 4. So the people in this body of Christ come from different educational, cultural, and social backgrounds. When we think of all the people and nations all around the world, they're speaking other languages, eating foods that we don't quite recognize. They're dressing to fit their culture. You know, we have ties and suits on here. Well, in other places, you know, they have other robes and things that they are wearing. Generally, a lot of folks in the world live in a very different lifestyle than we enjoy here in California today. See, we get big city traffic out here. We get entertainment that's world class. We have sports with champion football, baseball, basketball, and soccer teams. There's a diversified car culture. You have low riders, hot rodders, European burnout and take over the intersection folks. You know, we can go surfing, we can play golf, we can go water skiing, we can go snow skiing. We can add RVs and dirt and all kinds of water toys. And there's a lot of people with pastimes here. But you know what? We've heard messages in the past couple weeks about the scattered seeds, that the seeds are scattered in the rocks and in the sand and everything else. And people get caught up in all this good, fun stuff that we have. And the ways of our culture can suffocate us. So God in his love brought us here together in this room. And we have many characteristics and commonalities that we actually share. So Ephesians 4:14, I'm going to start there. Got a couple little scriptures I'm going to read. Ephesians 4:14. It says that we shall no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried with every wind of doctrine by trickery of men and cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. This image here is an image of a ship drifting at the mercy of a storm, a helpless ship tossed by waves, mercy of every blast of wind that comes near. But the metaphor changes. An evil influence is described, first like the sleight of hand of a dice thrower or somebody doing a shell trick. I don't know, they describe quick, sudden deceit in detail. Some have well thought out series of lies. And then we see this craftiness is devoted to the systematic plan of deceit. It is simply everywhere we turn in this world today. See, the world is about get, not give. So continuing, I'm going to break into verse 14. Where it said, we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. And verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Verse 16, from whom the whole body is joined and knitted together by what every joint supplies according to the effective workings by which every part does it share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. It's interesting that the United Church of God has a vision statement. Let's look at what that vision is. It says, a church led by God's Holy Spirit, joined and knit together by what every member supplies, all doing their share, and growing in love to fulfill God's great purpose for humanity to bring many children to glory. This is a scripturally based vision based on part from what we just read in Ephesians 4:16. How can we achieve this outarching vision? How can the body of Christ come to truly and deeply love one another as Christ loves us? It is a challenging and daunting task, but one we must rise to meet if we are to live up to Christ's statement. And that statement, John 13:34 says, by this you will all know you are my disciples if you have love for one another. The good news is that Jesus Christ knows it can be done. This thought from Ephesians 4:16 shows what Jesus' vision is for his church, which he is head. Christ and the Father have already envisioned the church of God being knit together with every person supplying something for the work of unity and the growth of love. Imagine this. Jesus and God the Father already know what we're capable of doing. God has provided encouraging and inspiring visions showing his reality and our future. An easy icebreaker is an opening conversation that is based on something we all have in common. To me, that is the Bible. as we review Ephesians chapter 4, we can see some of the other unifying factors and attributes that we should all obtain. We are joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share.